Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Troy Ballhofer and you're on the bus at Country Thunder. We're coming at you with backstage stories from the 6th annual Country Thunder Music Festivals held across North America. Get ready for real talk about the state of the music industry with thoughts, insights, and stories from some of the biggest stars, executives, and professionals in the music business. On this episode, John Party.
Hey, I'm Troy Ballhofer. Here we are at Country Thunder on the bus. We have a very special guest today. We got John Party. John, how are you, man?
Good.
We're in the desert.
The wind is getting me prepared, man. Thank you.
Wizards subsiding, and the wind's subsiding now, which is fantastic. And
it feels great, though.
Yeah. So, what we were talking about a little bit earlier before we went on air, the Metallica thing, man. I heard in the sound check, I was like totally blown away. I was like, holy smokes.
Yeah. We, Metallica reached out to be a part of their 25th anniversary of the Black Album. And there was like 55 songs on it, but we recorded Wherever I May Roam. Big Metallica fan. Like, I mean, if you play guitar and you didn't learn Enter Sandman, like, you don't play guitar. You know, like, it just for like the boom, down, down, down. And I didn't want to do Enter Sandman, but I love Wherever I May Roam. Kind of sounded like a Western theme. And we kind of merged the heavy metal and country music together. And it's been a very part of our set that's very eye opening.
Yeah.
Like, what? Basically, like, what the fuck?
Well, the fiddle plays the riff, right?
Well, everybody does.
Okay.
That in true Metallica form, everybody plays the riff.
The riff is the sound.
The riff, you know? And it's very fun, and it's just like, we don't do the whole 6 minutes.
Right.
Because we did 6 minutes on the record, but you just can't do, I mean, unless you're Metallica, you play. Well, yeah. We kind of just throw it in there and gets a little spark energy.
A little California action there,
yeah,
right? A little
bond
in there. So you were born in just outside of Sacramento on Dixon, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. Tell me your upbringing. How the hell did you end up in Nashville, Tennessee? And tell me that story. Tell me.
Well, I mean, I guess ending up in Nashville, I mean, I grew up listening to country music, singing country music since I was like 2. And, you know, there's a bunch of agriculture there, construction, all blue collar rednecks. Yep. Farmers, cowboys, and a side of California that people really don't see, and that's basically where I'm from. And my wife Summer, she's from another Clovis, California, which is great. I mean, it's great California. You know, it just you got to go out and see it, and like being close to Napa and the hills, and country music was a part of life, and country was just what it is. Like, I don't know. I always say you don't know what you got until, like, you move to Nashville.
Yeah.
You're like, man, I used to live so close to Napa. now I'm, like, missing sunshine. It rains all the damn time, you know. But I moved to Nashville because of the radio, of reading, I mean, reading CDs, dude. I mean, you open a little booklet and CD, Nashville, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. And, you know, it was always in Nashville. And then you get the writing, and then I met some songwriters, and I went to Nashville for my 18th birthday. realized that I should probably move when I'm legal to drink, and moved at 22 and been there ever since. Almost half my life now.
That's wild, man.
It's crazy.
You know, I mean, we've seen Nashville change so many and so many different. So if you've been there since 22, I mean, you've seen so many different.
I've been there since 08.
08, man. So that's a lot of changing in musical content of different styles and different
restaurants. Let's get restaurants. Into the rest.
Oh, shit.
It used to be like the Longhorn. Hey, man, go down Longhorn.
Longhorn, downtown.
Midtown, Midtown by Losers. Midtown.
Absolutely. I came to Nashville in 93. I ended my hockey career in Nashville.
Mm.
And the Longhorn was the place to go.
It was like, the place, right, man.
And now we have all these restaurants, all the restaurateurs like coming into town, right? It's like food town. Like,
oh, man. There's like, oh, man, you got to try this. It's like, I forget what it's like. Il Carne or something, like some weird name, but it's really good. But I like Jeff Ruby's. Jeff Ruby's my spot.
Yeah, I love Jeff Ruby's also. Yeah.
And it's just a good, like you talk about small town California, like Jeff Ruby's, it's like that. I know it seems like it's a big restaurant, but when I go in there, they treat me like, of course they got Party Batch on the menu. Yeah. They got, I mean, but it was not just because they have my whiskey. I've been going there a long time. And it just feels like home every time I go in there. Everybody's, hey, John, how you doing, blah, blah. It's just fucking nice to have.
Let's talk about your whiskey. Like, how did you get into the whiskey business? How did that come about?
Well, I mean, they kept approaching me to be a part of this whiskey thing. And, hell, I didn't want to be a part of the whiskey thing, really. Like, basically, in my mind, I was like, everybody's got a liquor.
Sure.
Yeah, but I mean, Dwayne Johnson's got, I mean, ain't gonna compete with Dwayne Johnson.
Metallica's got Blackened.
But I know Metallica got one. I mean, everybody. But and so once I told them what I liked in the recipe, and they really knocked it out of the park enough to where I was like, this is actually really good.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I did it, because it's good. Well, not because I'm trying to sell my name. It doesn't really help me.
But you like it.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's fun. It's fun. And then I realized, like, fans like it because it's. It's just like buying a t-shirt, but you get to drink it and get a pretty good buzz. Well,
I mean, that's what it's all about. Hey, man, I congratulate you on your ACM nomination today. I mean, the album of the year, that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a big deal. It's always a big deal because, you know, town votes it and the industry, as we'd say. And I put my time in Nashville and, and when I say I put my time in, I make sure that I work with everybody in that town. Yeah. And I respect the town. I respect the songwriters, the pluggers, the publishers. And as an artist, you know, if you can get Nashville behind you to give you this whole kind of backing system as an established artist, it's something I take pride in because I love that town. I love everybody's love of music. So when you get nominated like that, it's a big deal.
I mean, that's a big honor, and I mean, and you know, it's really interesting because, you know, you look at all the different artists, and then you look at the artists that have been left out on the side who are like formidable artists that aren't getting, but it, I mean, it truly is an honor, and I tip my glass to
you. Hey, most of the time, I'm the artist that's left out. I'm not going to lie. Got a little lucky on this one, I guess.
I'll drink to that, brother. Hey, absolutely. Cheers,
man. I'm always on the sidelines waiting to go in the game.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Too funny. That's too funny. So how many dates of the year do you do? Like, how many dates are you out there touring? And
I don't know. I really don't take count. But I know we're going hard in July on.
Yeah.
But we're doing, like, it's been really a really nice schedule. Like, we just kind of do Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And then we'll go really hard in July, like I said. But doing some festivals and, you know, got a bunch of Country Thunders.
Well, so my deal
was Country Thunder all year this year.
I know, and it's great. And so I so appreciate that, and the team does, that you accepted these dates. And, I mean, it's not taken for granted. I mean, but I was sitting up in Canada one night, and I had these boys on the bus, and, man, and I was like, they're like, hey, when do you bring John Party out? And I'm like, it just was like, wait, how have I been so amiss the not to be able to... It was just something that slid past me, right? And you played here, I believe, maybe 10 years ago? Five?
I don't know,
remember you were working out in the back of your trailer. I remember that. But you played this gig.
I remember the gig. It looked like... Was it in a different spot?
No, it was here. And you had your trailer, and you had your gym in your trailer.
Yeah, we still got the trailer, which is on the gym.
Yeah. And... Get the fucking sense, Jim. Yeah, get that out of here.
Working out, who cares?
Yeah, fuck that thing. But yeah, and this kid says to me, he goes, man, like everyone's asking me, and I mean, I don't get to Canada often, and like, when's John Party going to play these gigs? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. So I called your agent immediately. The next morning, I woke up, I was like, I think John would be interested in doing these things. And she said, yeah, let's put your offer in. Let's see how it works out. And thank you for taking the offers, because
this is a cool festival. I remember when I played it, it was just wild. And I like that. I like wild.
Yeah, wild's good, right?
Wild's country festival.
Yeah.
And wild, you got it made.
Yeah. You're going to play one of the Craven Country Thunder.
Were you drinking Camus?
I'm having a little Silver Oak.
That's okay. Silver Oak. It's bold.
I like Silver Oak.
That's good.
Yeah. Are you a Camus guy?
I'm a Camus guy, but only if I drink Camus. I made the mistake of drinking 17 Coors Lights and then having Camus. Worst hangover of my life.
So no more Camus?
No, I love Camus. It's thick.
Yeah, it's a little
very
thick.
Good. It's very good. You can smell it. You need to smell like that.
Yeah. I like Faust. I mean, I enjoy wine. Wine's my deal, so I really
love wine.
Love wine.
Well, I've been getting
you're from wine country, man.
Yeah, I like the lighter one. Jordan's really good.
Yeah.
I really like Jordan. You can go on and on. Even like Chardonnay. I'm a Chardonnay guy. But you know, girls like Chardonnay, like really cold, like out of the refrigerator.
They love it cold, right?
Yeah, but once you have it where it's supposed to be, it's way better.
Yeah, because the flavor actually comes.
Yeah,
through.
No, it's crazy, but
it's like having a Heineken. I mean, I like Heineken cold, like super cold, but when you go, when you go to Holland, they serve it at 52 degrees, and it's like a whole different flavor thing. It's not as quenching and thirst, but I mean, it has its whole. Flavor portfolio that comes out of it. It tastes totally different beer. So it's Craven gig. First country festival in North America. You're going to play it this year. It's coming up in July.
And, is it in Canada?
Yeah, it's in Canada. Just outside of Regina, Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
And everyone's played that gig. Johnny Cash has played the gig. Boxcar Willie's played the gig. Willie Nelson's played the gig. I mean... It's iconic in that regard, and it's the first country music festival in North America. It started in 1980, and it has a huge history behind it. And those people are jacked to have you come up there and do their thing.
No worries,
like you have a really big following in Canada. How did you make that happen, or who made that happen, or how did that all work out? Because there is a big following for John Party in Canada.
I just think Canadians. And everybody in North America, they love country music, and they love country music.
Yeah.
Not just, everybody loves Morgan Wallen, but they like country music, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference. And if you listen to some of the Canadian artists, like it's similar to like a Texas music scene, but right. it's Canadian, you know. And I mean, I feel good in Texas, I feel good in Canada, but and also I'm not afraid. Like my grandma was from Newfoundland.
Okay.
So
except Canadian
I got a little bit of Newfie in me, and I'm also I'm Indian. It's not I guess it's Native American, but it's the Mi'kmaq tribe out of Newfoundland, and my bloodline is my great great grandfather was the chief of the tribe, and has books about him. He was like the biggest tracker and fisherman and tracker in Newfoundland, and was like straight up like Indian,
really
like mountain man. And I've only been told this through my family, and now when I do go to Canada, I get like dream catchers and stuff, and then meet and greet line, they'll bring me, you know, some native stuff, and it's pretty cool. So I don't like hold back. Like, yeah, I mean, my grandma always talked about Newfoundland.
Really?
And now there's a country festival there, but and when you're talking about,
have you played that gig yet?
I have not. If we do, I mean, it'll be crazy. But they just love country music, and they love music in general, and that's my grandma got me into music. So she was the one that.
You know, so your grandma was like your biggest influence?
Yeah, I mean, from like a really young age, like 1 year old.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like listening to George Strait and Al Jackson, and but she was from Newfoundland.
Oh man, that's pretty neat. I had no idea.
Yeah, no, I'm walking around like a Canadian. I'm American, goddamn. But no, like, but I love Canada and all the states. Like Dirk's always made fun of me because, you know, there's different parts of Canada. Like,
oh, absolutely. Saskatchewan, oh yeah, it's totally different. Yeah.
And like, Dirk was right. He goes, Party just thinks he's in Canada. Like that's it. Like I'm in Canada. We may be a part of this where here. I would just say, well, I'm in Canada.
Yeah.
Dirk's like, no, you're not, dude. You're not in Canada. But no, I'm excited for Canada and that the festival we're playing there, and we're playing a bunch of other like little arenas there for the first time.
Yeah, that's fantastic. No, you have a big following up there, and that's super cool because I mean, sometimes you know you have artists that you know really resonate in America, and they're totally you know crushing it in the U.S. And they're like a couple. There's a time span of of an artist making it in Canada, it seems like they're a little bit behind the curve. Not that they are, but musically, sometimes just how the record's released or however it's done, it seems like you know someone who's like massive in America is not yet quite that place in Canada. And now, you know, in your career, absolutely 100%. I mean, you're fucking slamming it up there, and it's fantastic.
Well, I mean, wasn't always like that. You know, we go up there and open up for Dirks and everything, and. People don't know who it was, but you know,
the Dukes had a pretty good run in Canada, didn't
yeah,
he?
In January.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot of snow.
I mean, that was the coldest of the beautiful but cold.
Cold as shit.
I'm like, let's go to Canada in July and August.
You know, that was set up. You know, that was set up back in the early 90s. A promoter, infamous promoter Ron Sakamoto, came up with this idea, and he's still alive, he's a brilliant guy, and he's a friend of mine, and he's my godfather, right? And he came up with this idea, like after Christmas he'd put US acts, country acts through Western Canada because they buy them for Christmas presents, and then the bands would have to come up there. I was on a tour with Sawyer Brown and Diamond Rio and Blackhawk, and every bus froze up. They were sitting on the side of the road because, I mean, the fuel gelled up. It was a minus 60 degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So I had to sleep in the back of my bus.
Because it was too cold, right?
Well, it just broke down.
Oh.
No heat. But I had my QU gear, but I was in my full gear sleeping. Like, down coat. Just. But, I mean, it's adventurous, but I feel like, you know, in January in Canada, you just see snow, but when you really go like in August and July,
it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Absolutely.
And it's hot as hell in the States.
Yeah.
And you get up there, you're like,
Oh, yeah.
It's like you want to take a shirt off.
No humidity, nothing.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so no, man, this is going to be cool. We got you in Calgary, and I believe we have you in Craven. And
love Calgary. We're gonna,
Calgary's a great city. It's
inner
city.
Thanks for telling me where I'm going.
Yeah, and it's Inner City Fest, which is fantastic. Oh, so nice. It's right downtown Calgary. Some great steakhouse down there serves some great wine and some good
cowboy
steaks.
That's cowboy town.
Yeah, it's real cowboy town. It's the real deal, man. It's like that, there's no bullshit there. Like, that's the real deal.
Oh, and yeah.
So now, looking forward to tonight's show. And man, I got to thank you for coming out and doing this, because I know that you have a very busy schedule. And
man, that's honestly a Scott shower.
I love it. But man, it's a pain in your ass to come and do a podcast at 6 o'clock in the afternoon before you get ready to go do a show, and I know the prep and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
But I mean, the way I look at things like this is like, you just never know who's gonna listen.
Yeah. Oh no. And we really appreciate it, man. And thank you very much. And we're gonna have a blast this summer. And hey, listeners, make sure you come out and see John Party at the Country Thunders, or anywhere you can see John Party, because it's a kick-ass show and he's going to rock your ass off.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, John, and
thank you,
sir. Have a great show tonight.
Cheers. Cheers, everybody listening.
Cheers.
Time for shower time. Time for shower, boys.
Thank you to our guests on this episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review whenever you listen. Until next time, I'm Troy Volhoffer. And you're on the bus at Country Thunder. I just won't stop whining. I want that lightning that's so bright it's blinding. I want a sky full of stars to be under. I want to feel that country. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.